The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Man, I choked there for a bit because he's was like months away, like a month away from being 4.
So it's yeah.
So seeing 3 is almost weird because that's
right.
Very different, like from the expectations, where like the he's 3, okay, like he can't speak and he acts silly. That's fine.
Yeah, well, he's 4 now. Yeah. Flexibility. No, you 4, you're a grown adult. You got to go mow the lawn.
Get a job. Go to bed, please.
Yeah.
We had both a child that turned 4 in our PlayStation 4s. And in a way, we have a child that's about to turn 5.
I like
with the impending PlayStation 5. Yeah. Just biggest news across from everything. So we knew it was coming. I don't know about yourself. I wasn't really expecting it this year.
No.
Not even next year. I could have seen it being a year or two out because they just released the PlayStation Pro. The current system is doing great. Like with some of the titles, like the stuff is still churning out gorgeous looking things.
Yes, so absolutely.
That's almost surprising that it's launched so soon, but I guess that's funny that I say that. I don't know how, like, it's certainly old enough to be replaced. Like that is been a bit long in the tooth, so it's certainly done well.
But you have those gems, right? You have those great games that come out and they look fabulous, and then you're like, where do we go from here? So it's just odd that they just dropped these specs out of nowhere, like during a Wired interview. Just here you go.
That's the thing too.
No announcement, no nothing, like just interview, here you go.
Like as the news started to come out too, it's like that. So we just started to hear about it. It sounded like you're being very coy. No one was gonna like mention anything. We'll find out next, like late summer. Just here's a bunch of details.
Yeah.
Like great, wonderful detail. If anything, it's probably because if you look at it, it's all super positive stuff that I think people would have been worried about. It's likely to kind of get ahead of it where like it's like, don't worry, this exists. It's fine. Like what was most notable for you from the leaks that came out about the PlayStation 5?
Absolutely. The number one thing would be backwards compatibility. Mm. That is that's great that I have a huge PS4 library that I haven't played, and to transfer that to a PS5, I'm all for it. And anything that kind of transfers that whole thing over and digital and physical, then I'm good. I think that's number one for me. That saves a lot of money. That's a lot of crossover stuff I don't have to buy.
It's like, geez. And like with the recent example of Xbox, like how it wasn't.
Yeah.
I think some things kind of were backwards compatible, but it wasn't across the board. It sounds like PlayStation 5 is going to nail it, which is great because there's so many amazing titles right now. Like my library is just flush with stuff I haven't touched yet. So like the thought that's amazing that's coming over. I mean, No Man's Sky on a PS5.
There you go.
What else do you need? We're all set. That kind of segues nicely because obviously recent episodes we've been over the moon excited about No Man's Sky VR.
Yes.
And it looks, so firstly, the PSVR headset, this first generation will just be supported on the system.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. So you're telling me like, so my old games will still work on this new one.
Yeah.
And my expensive, silly looking VR space helmet is also going to work on this thing. Like that's like, what a stunning move by the company to take care of like its customers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And to build it from the, like, to have that in mind and build this machine to support that tech means that they're not going to shy away from it, which everyone thought it would go the way of the PSP, where it'd be it just slowly dies out. But now it looks like they are still supporting it. And I think it gives a lot of potential buyers for PSVR knowing that it will be supported the next gen, because I think a lot of people are on the fence there too, where, do I want to buy something that's going to be kind of a dying breed? But now it looks like, it's kind of reinvigorated a lot of people to go out and maybe purchase a VR headset, knowing that, hey, I can get a PS5 and it's no sweat.
Yeah, the numbers are pretty nuts. I think it's like beyond 2 million headsets now sold.
Yeah, which is a huge chunk. That's a pretty big chunk of the base, just with something that, kids can't really play and adults have to have the time to do, and you have to have the money available and the space. So, I think that's a pretty good number. I think it's leading the pack in VR. So it's
yeah, it sounds like one of our hopes, like you and I talked about this before, where like one of the certain pitfalls of the current PSVR is they have that extra box you have to have outside of the PlayStation, which limits some of the quality pass through. It's just bulky and kind of ugly. It's starting to seem like it's going to be just integrated right in, so you'll be able to connect the headset to the system, no external box, which is... Yeah,
it does sound like that, like the 3D audio and all that processing is inside this PS5, so it does sound that it's just, you know, a direct plug and play, which, yeah, I have the breakout box on all the time, and it worries me to death. I'm like, I could unplug it, but then it's switching cords whenever I get back in, so here's to putting that box inside the console. I don't have to see it.
Yeah, now so for, you know, so maybe the old Luddite dads or, you know, dads, gaming dads here like to yell at clouds, there still will be the physical media.
Yes.
They're still going to have a disc tray.
Yes.
Which is, if it wouldn't have shaved too much cost off of it, fine. But like, I don't have a lot of love for discs necessarily. Like, I appreciate people like to own the actual thing sometimes, but I just find it like a bulky kind of dead medium. Yeah. So if I find out I could have saved $50 by them not having that, it's almost like a sad inclusion. But per something you'd mentioned to me where the new Xbox came out that didn't have the disc tray, but also didn't have a discount.
So it really didn't. So it wasn't priced where it should have been for no physical drive. So I don't know if that, you know, discount would have been passed along to us or not. But I will say that even with physical disc media, that you can still get that used game market, which... Hmm. Can come in handy for the kids when they want like something like Skylanders or something, and I don't want to pay for a digital version that somehow is still $70 and Facebook's selling it for $20. So it does work there, but I'm slowly going more towards digital, so I'm interested in how they support that going forward. So
just ticks all the boxes. I mean, the something that's a bit looser in its meaning, the one executive there, PlayStation or Sony, had stated it's going to be an attractive price.
Yes,
which is that's
interesting. Sure.
Yeah, like because the current one goes for what, like $350?
Yeah, about that. Like here in Canada, at least, it's probably around that. I think in the States, it's probably $299 or something like that.
Okay, so well, let's just call it $300. So it's like it's $300. So from 300, like what's an attractive price exactly? Like what's a good looking price? Is it?
I know.
Like 600 isn't a good looking price.
No, it's not. And that's PS3 territory. I remember that launched at $599 here. And that's not the sweet spot. The sweet spot is $399 US.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they'll be able to hit that with this tech in there, but that was their sweet spot. I think that's what gave them a lot of users turning over and buying this system. So I don't know.
Yeah, $399, like that would be...
It's about $449 here, kind of thing.
$399, an upgrade to it, your PSVR is going to be better. And that's the other thing to mention too. Like these games, any game that can look better is going to look better.
Right.
Right. And they've already kind of gotten used to scaling as far as games because the difference between PS Pro and PlayStation 4, just the base model. So a lot of games are already kind of used to scaling up depending on what you have. So for $399, it's a better system that plays your old games. If you have a PSVR, the VR is going to look better, and you don't have to have that bulky box. Man, that is surprisingly compelling.
Yeah, and even the load times, they had an example there with Spider-Man, how it went from something like 15 seconds down to 0.8 seconds. And now just having that ability, if that just scales normally for any game, that load time, that saves a lot of dad time, time. Where I can, get in and, you know, if you die and it takes a minute to load, you're like, oh my God, I can't do this anymore. This will be a godsend. I think that will be an immediate upgrade. That is perfect.
Man, you're not kidding though. Cause like anything like a 30-second load time, like that's killer for dad. We're dying all the time cause we're terrible.
That's right.
I have like 5 minutes before my kid's going to wake up. So like, it's, man, that is precious.
Gotta get stuff in before they wake up. So. I'm excited.
I'm surprised at how excited I am. It's just like, it felt like it was going to come out and it was just going to be.
Yeah, like
an upgrade.
Yeah, exactly.
I could probably, I could hold off for the first year or two when it takes its first price drop and then maybe consider it. But geez, man, they can't believe they're killing it. as if Xbox hasn't had a hard enough time defending itself.
Now they're gonna have to come up with something better, and they just came out with the X, so like the One X or whatever it is. So I think they have to do it again. And
I mean, the X is more powerful, isn't it?
It is more powerful than the Pro for sure. Not for the PS5. It's you know, again, it's that next jump, right? So things like ray tracing and stuff, that's the new tech that kind of eats hardware now. I'm not sure what the special sauce is in there, and we haven't seen anything, so this could all be like, you know, smoke and mirrors. But the guy creating it is pretty, I don't know, he's been pretty spot on with PS4, and I can see it continuing. So I don't know, if, you know, competition's good too. I don't want Xbox to fail by any means. And I want, you know, Google in there too, to, you know, drive that competition and go online, whatever we need to do to kick out, because I don't want Sony to get too comfortable either, because, you know, they raise PSN prices and everybody suffers. So
actually, that could be the greatest thing about Stadia, where, like, especially if they kind of get their streaming down, if they could figure out, like, okay, PlayStation, you have to play in this space, like your PSN is kind of the way to do it, but you can't jack the prices, but how about you let your base play the games that they have, but like wherever they are, like, okay, that, man, that would be interesting.
That would be,
man, we got a soft spot for Xbox. It's a great system. Like, it's not my current vehicle, but I had great times with it back with the 360, so I don't want to see it
die. No, I mean, competition is great, and it needs to be there. And otherwise, yeah, things get out of control. If someone gets too comfortable, they make the PS3 and they fall again. So
it's like, we're calling this one the PlayStation 32. Like, wait, the PlayStation 3, 2? Oh,
yeah.
No.
It's, yeah. Like, nope.
It's not the same work. Case and everything. They just reused them. They had so many left over. What I'd hope to see is we'll see what they do for indie games. And indie games is very much the topic of our Gaming Dad Victory of the Week this week, which this one in particular is a fantastic story. I'm really excited to talk about it. So, you know, without further ado, it's time certainly for Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. So each week we like to feature an exceptional gaming dad and often their kids who are doing fatherhood and gaming so well. So this week's victory goes to indie game developer Topher, creator of Duke of Defense. It's a great looking tower defense game on PC and also soon coming to Switch. Now, not only did he create this game, but he also created an incredible father and son moment with his game. So, Jeff, you could walk us through the video. I'll get it up on screen for those watching.
Okay. So, again, this is from Topherlicious, and he's showing us a video of his game, Duke of Defense, with two people playing it, a father and son, playing his game at PAX East. And if you're watching the video now, the kid is just loving it, and the dad is there supporting him through this game, and it just looks like they're having one of those gaming moments, right? Like, this is something that a developer lives for, and I think he mentions that as well, is this was the sweet spot. This is when you know your game works, and you know, you bring those father-son moments together, and they're enjoying your game, having a laugh, and it looks like they're having a great time. So, you know, kudos to this game, and I think I'll look it up as well for my kids, because it's a great example of just something that looks pretty simplistic to play if there's, you know, what looks like a young kid and his dad. So, again, kudos to Topher.
Man, like imagine crafting something where you could see a kid play it, and just like that excitement, like he is dancing, he is like back, and he cannot stand still. He is so into this game. And as you mentioned it too, like Topher had a really great quote around it, so I'll explain from his own words. So this is my game, Duke of Defense, being showcased at PAX East. This father and his son played my game for the longest time, and the kid was just so into it. It was a really wholesome moment and easily the best thing that has happened to me as a result of being a game developer.
That's nice.
So,
that's
man. Nice. Yeah, so let's bring up the page here. So it really is a fantastic looking game. So it's got a really fun pixel art style to it. Some unique elements around it being a tower defense, but having some story. A interesting take on co-op, because any upgrades that you get goes across your entire party. Okay. So if you and I are playing it together and I receive an upgrade, we can both use it. It's going to be really interesting to see this one on the Switch. I think it's going to play really well there. But it's pixel art, so it's a really beautiful looking game. Fun. There's characters to it. There's story to it. There's progression. Like, it's just a really seemingly a unique take on a well-worn formula. So
yes, yeah.
That looks like an absolute blast to play. So, I mean, kudos on the actual development and building of this game, and of course kudos on an incredible moment that he was able to share with the kids. So for developing an incredible looking game and thereby developing a little kid's love of video games, Topher has won this week's Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. Congratulations. If you'd like to be nominated or know somebody else deserving, please reach out to us at our website, newdadgaming.com, our Facebook group, or our Instagram.
Yes. But speaking of, you know, building video games, I'm nice. Excited for what's coming next, which is the Smash Brothers Stage Builder.
That's just, man, like, how are they going to manage it? Like, if
it's so good. You know, we're recording this. It's half an hour past the update that's released. So I'm anxious to get off here. No offense. I'm just saying. My kids are really into building levels in Super Mario Maker, and to have a Smash Brothers Stage Builder, which, if you watch the video online, is nuts. You can use the touch screen on the Switch to draw with your finger.
Perfect.
Wherever it goes, it fills it in with the texture. There's layers. You can have moving parts, intricate stages that go, you know, vertical or horizontal. It's just, it's a dream come true for me. This is amazing. I am going to build so many nostalgic levels, or at least try to. I'll try to, and get those out there in the wild. So,
man, I want to see, for the gaming dads listening, if you can submit your creations to us. Like, we'd love to be featuring some, because, especially from the kids as well, because I've been looking at some of the Mario levels that your son has created. Like, they're nuts.
Oh, like, they're impossible to beat, but yes. Yeah, he gets the hang of some of the design, which is great, and it's awesome to see. So yeah, any kids or dads that can design a level in Smash, we want to see it and hopefully play it. So
yeah, now, do you know if it's just build a level and then you just go and fight, or is it, can you build also like a challenge level? Because I know the old Smash used to have get through the level and hit these six targets before time. Do you know if it's any challenge stuff, or is it just...
You know what? I'm going to tell you in like half an hour, I'm going to get off here, download it, and start fiddling around with it. But yeah, as far as I know from the video, it looked like a straight up stage builder. So I'm not sure if there's a challenge mode in it or not. But even so, I'm ready, and it's free, and it's it does kind of push their new character that the kids want, which is Joker from Persona 5. They have no idea who that is, but yeah, I was going to say, neat.
Like, based on their deep understanding of Persona lore,
I know who he is because I have Persona 5. I still haven't beat that game, so I have to go back and do that. But they just think he looks neat, and the stages are wild with that one. They really nailed the look, so they might be purchasing that themselves. It might be their first DLC purchase, because I said I'm not buying it. If you guys want to do it, pony up the dollars. So
save your allowance. See how many driveways you shovel. Let's do this.
That's right. Yeah.
And speaking of games that haven't been beaten, happy one-year anniversary to God of War. I still haven't beaten it. Hey.
Oh, jeez.
nowhere close. There's a dragon. There's a serpent.
It's
pretty big.
There's lots of things.
There's a war.
We've had tweets out to Corey Barlog, the developer of God of War, and he's actually liked some of our tweets. So I'm not sure he'd be too impressed with you saying.
You'd have to understand, though, right? Like, it's not for like lack of love of the game. Like, I've done nothing but praise it. Like,
it's true.
Was so stoked. I'm so happy I bought it. I'm so happy I've gotten to play it. I would recommend it to anybody. But right now, like, my game time is so small. Like, it's sad. Remember my euphoria. There was just this perfect moment. Every planet in the solar system aligned, and I had this hour I could play for a game. This 1 hour.
Right.
And I did. I had a beer, an honest to God beer, and I had God of War, and it was my go-to. I was like, I want to sink some time into it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
There's one moment, it's not much of a spoil, but like there's a moment where he'd actually...
It's been a year, we're good.
Yeah, yeah. It's a 1 year anniversary. But there's a one moment, I don't know if it's this session or previous one, but like where Kratos like actually places the hand on his son's shoulder.
Yeah, yes. It's
like euphoric, man. Like it's absolutely utterly cinematic. And like it is such a buildup to that moment. And then like it finally happens. It's just your bam, like just like explosion. It was phenomenal, especially as a dad to see that moment represented in game. It's just God, that's still a masterpiece. So it's I think it went on sale.
It did. It's like half price or something for the year anniversary, along with a free theme, that is actually pretty cool. So go and download that, along with some icons or avatars for, I don't know who uses the avatars in PSN, but they're there for free as well. So they're not dinging you 99 cents.
Yeah.
So a bunch of free stuff. And then they had like a thank you video, which kind of came from the staff. It's about like a 5 minute thing on, you know, what it means to them and, you know, the reaction to the launch of this and the feedback. So it's kind of nice to see the developer kind of takes, you know, that anniversary into account and kind of give back to the fans in a way. So it's neat.
Oh, man, that was just
five.
Another, we'll see the upscale. God of War 2, or man, what on earth would they call it?
Like, what are you doing now? Like, you can't call it God of War 2.
God of War.
Yeah. God of War squared.
God of More War.
Yeah, that's right.
God of War.
Yeah. Be perfect.
Yeah, I will beat it someday, but man, what a still remains like such a great gaming achievement. Like
it does.
Just for the industry of like artistic merit, technical merit, like achievement, receiving of it, critical appraise, just across the board, and it's just no cynicism about it. Just this wonderful thing. So it's 1 year. So if for some reason you don't have it yet, this is your moment. If you beat it before me, let me know what goes on.
Place your bets. All right.
Like anybody could pick it up now and probably beat it before I will. I will beat it. I swear that thing is getting beat. Right. I am excited.
Guaranteed.
I am committed. It'll happen. It's before my kids hit college. So on that note, we will wrap it up for this week. Thank you so much for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. So if you'd like to reach out to us with a question about God of War beating strategies, a game tip for beating God of War, or a dad story or gaming dad victory of the week submission, you can go to our website at newdadgaming.com, find us on Twitter, join the Facebook group, or reach out to us on Instagram. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, we're on all the networks, so you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, any of the things that works for you. If you like the show, we are trying to reach out to as many gaming dads as possible, so we would really appreciate a like, a review on any of the services as we, you know, try to bring in more gaming dads and get more Smash Brother levels built up for us.
Great. Right. Yep, I'm ready.
And with that, this has been New Dad Gaming. My name is Trevor, and I have a 3-year-old, almost 4-year-old, and a 1-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and I'm going to play some Smash and build some levels.
Man, post whatever you come up with. You have to
post
it.
That's right. Like, I will.
I'm excited to see it. And more importantly, what your son does.
It's going to be God of War themed. Okay.
Great. Yeah. It's just, it spells a letter like beat it already.
Yeah. Yeah, like, exactly.
All right. See you next week.
See you later.